Hey, welcome to Growth Against the Grain, a podcast that invites wives and mamas to seek Jesus in the everyday, whether it's laundry or carpool lines, or maybe you get to have a date night or date lunch like I did just recently with your hubby, to those little and big conversations that you're having throughout the day. I'm your host, Michelle Castro, and today, this is for the mamas. So Sunday was Mother's Day, and most people would have planned ahead and published their Mother's Day episode before the event. But me, you know, I like to go against the grain, or I'm a procrastinator, or actually what really happened is I did have a Mother's Day interview planned and we had to postpone that and push it out. And I just didn't get all my ducks in a row to do something different. So here we are. Here we are. Here we go. Here we are. I love when I combine words, but I don't let myself know that I'm going to combine words. So here we are. It's Mother's Day. I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. I really hope that you were given just a little bit of time. It's so hard, right? When you're a mom, you also have a mom. You want to celebrate your mom, but you also want to be celebrated, and it's okay. There's a reel going around that's like, what do you want for Mother's Day? Well, I want, and it's like all of these, like, I want to be around everybody, but then I really don't want to be around everybody. But then, like, I want food, but I don't want all the food. Like, I don't want to have to clean up. And so somebody asked me what I wanted to do for Mother's Day. And I was like, honestly, I just want the dishes to be unloaded and loaded and the counter to be wiped off and the kitchen to be clean and the couch to be straightened up without having to tell anybody that that's what I want. But the reality is sometimes we just have to say those things out loud and it's okay. And I can get into my own head and think, I've been a mom for 21 years. I feel like everybody should know, but we change and we ebb and we flow. And as our kids get older, things change a little bit. So I hope it was a great day for you. I'm sure that I know my husband and my dad have a barbecue planned for my mom and I. My sister-in-law is doing something with her mom. And so it'll be a great day. I just really don't want to have to do dishes or laundry or any of that kind of stuff. So, and maybe get a nap in. Like, yes, please. That's what I'm hoping has happened. So friend, here's what I want to do today. I want to encourage you. So every day I started simplifying things. It's been a pattern that the Lord has really opened my eyes to from just the things that I was taking on that seem like really great things, but they're keeping me from really what I need to be doing, whether that's Bible study or my budget or the things that I keep around the house. And so little by little, I tend to overwhelm myself, but don't really realize. And I think I need to do all the things at all the time right away. And then I'm not successful at that. So if that's you and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to do the budget and I need to do this, find one thing to focus on. I will tell you, budgeting is not my strength, but I do handle all the bills and this will tie in hopefully with what I'm going to say. But I always pray before I go on and I ask just the Holy Spirit to speak through me. So I figure that if I go in these, what I would consider maybe a tangent is maybe something that the Holy Spirit is really asking me to share with you. So when it comes to the budget, I get super overwhelmed on that. And so I really simplified what I'm budgeting right now. I have a couple different budgets that we work on for different things, but when I simplified it, oh my gosh, it made life easier. Shocker, right? Simplifying makes life easier. But I want to simplify things for you today. So in my personal quiet time, I was doing a bunch of different things and it was all great and it was all good, but I was getting overwhelmed and I was finding that I was doing all these things and kind of walking away with like, what did I study? So I've actually stopped reading through the Bible for right now, and I have simplified it so much so that I am doing a devotion each day, and I'm reading through New Morning Mercies, which is by Paul David Tripp. I highly recommend it, and what I love is it starts with Scripture and it ends with Scripture, and I think that's super valuable and super important. Some devotions can, in my opinion, they're great and maybe they're doctrinally and theologically sound, but they're not actually taking you to scripture. We always need to be rooted in scripture. That is our foundation. It is our roof. It's our walls. It's everything. And so that's what I love about this. So for the last few days in the devotion, he's been going through the Lord's Prayer. And today it started out with "Lead us not into temptation" from Matthew 6:13. And I love, he always has like a little blurb at the top and then the content and then points us to a scripture to study or for encouragement. And this is what he says after this. "I rest assured that I am loved by a holy God. His will for me is always right, good, and true." And you're probably like, well, like, how does this go with motherhood? Well, I don't know about you, but it's really easy for me to fall into temptation in a lot of areas. And it's also easy for me as a mom to fall into temptation. We look at social media and the moms around us and we just feel like we're not enough. Or maybe we're tempted to think, well, gosh, I'm better than her, so that's really good, right? Well, no, there's all temptation that we don't want to fall into. And I was just so encouraged for this for myself for a lot of areas, but just the challenge and the encouragement that came from this. And as I looked at it from the point of view of our motherhood, I wanted to be reminded that I so easily fall into temptation and I don't want to. And he goes on to say, "Guard me against the temptation to do what I know is best for me not to do." And when we think of our kids, it's super easy, right? We look at our kids and we say, don't do this because we're looking out for their best interest. But somehow when we feel the Lord telling us, no, don't do this, we're like, oh, but I got this. Like, I'm a mom, I'm a woman, you know, I'm an adult, I can do these things. And yet our Heavenly Father is saying, no, daughter, I know you're a mom and I know you're a woman and I know you can do all of these things, but it still needs to be under my leadership and under my stewardship. And so he broke it down to these three things to encourage us. And this is what I prayed this morning for myself. And I would encourage you to pray for yourself. Remember God's authority. Remember that God is our authority. Ugh. It's so freeing. We are not the authority. Remember God's authority, and it's perfect and it's good and it's merciful and it's just. I want to live under God's authority. Love His law. Ask the Lord to help you to love His law. Just like the rules that we put into place for our children, it's meant to be the best for our kids. It's not meant to stifle them. It's not meant to, you know, be a fun killer. I tell my 18-year-old, you know, we have a curfew of sorts. We like her to be home by 11. And there's times where we're going to push that out for whatever reason, but there's a limit where we're not willing to go to. And I'll tell her, it's not because we're trying to be a fun killer. And she's so sweet. She'll be like, I know, Mama. I know. I understand. But we just don't want her out past a certain hour. There's just not anything good that's out there. And while we look at that and we go, oh yeah, that's super easy, how many times do we not look at God's law and His rules that He has for our protection and for our good? And we think, ah, I know better. So I would encourage you, one, to ask the Lord to help you to remember His authority. Two, to help you to love His laws. And three, to have the desire and strength to resist temptation. When it's our motherhood, whatever that looks like, what is the temptation that we so easily fall into? I know for myself, my kids go to a private school now. That is something that came about from 2020, and it was not something that we ever had planned on. And we were in public school, and certainly there's many socioeconomic levels that are represented in public school. But we're not paying for education. And so there's a little bit more discretionary income, or so it seems, but we're in private school and it seems like, okay, everyone seems to have a lot more discretionary income. That's not the case, but I can be easily tempted to think, oh, we need to be doing better with this, that, or the other thing, or we need to give our kids this, or we need to allow them to do X, Y, or Z. And, you know, we've just said like they can play one sport at the school because it's expensive. And there are other kids that get to play every single sport. That's just not something that we can do. And I can fall into temptation to feel like I'm not enough. What we're doing is not enough. We need to do more. So I don't know what you're tempted by right now, but I just would encourage you to ask the Lord to give you the desire and strength to resist temptation. And you know what's so beautiful is that God offers ample grace for all of these things. Like he wants us to seek him. He wants us to love his law. He wants us to seek strength from him. He wants those things. So at the end of today's devotion, I was pointed to Psalm 93. And I'm just going to leave with this and then I'm going to pray. Psalm 93, the Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established and it shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You, God, are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring, mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forever. If you, like me, doubt at times that God can handle whatever you're going through, whatever temptations may be falling on your lap, I loved this psalm. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns and he is robed in majesty, friend. There is not anything you or I are walking through. There is no temptation that he is not aware of. There is nothing he can't handle. So, mamas, this is an encouragement to you. Whatever you have in front of you and whatever you're being tempted in today, I would just encourage you to lay that at the feet of our King. Show him, tell him, he already knows, right? But tell him, Father, I am struggling with this, and voice it and put it out there and ask him to remove that and to give you the strength to not fall into that temptation because he is more than able. Father, I just thank you so much for the mamas who are listening today. I thank you that you have given us the privilege to be mothers to our kids. There is no greater gift aside from being my husband's wife. Next to that is being my children's mother. Lord, I just pray that you would go before us, that we would seek you, that we would love your law, and that we would seek you for strength, that you would give us the grace that we need to avoid the temptation, that we would see the temptation for what it is, a trap straight from Satan himself. Lord, you have promised to give us the strength to withstand those temptations. Thank you so much for our kids. Thank you. Help us to be a light to them. And may we go out and be mighty warriors for you, Lord, and in your son's name. Amen. Okay, friends. You know, I say this every single time, whether you've been around for a minute or you're brand new. I'm sorry, whether you've been around for a minute or you've been around for a long time, can I ask you to do me a huge favor? There's three ways that you can help the podcast get seen. One, pray. Pray for me. Pray for the podcast. Pray that the Lord is honored. Two, share the podcast on your shows, socials. And three, leave a review. Wherever you listen, please leave a review. That would mean so much. Not just any review, but a 5-star review. That would be really helpful. And I can't wait. I will see you next week. And I have some interviews lined up and I'm so excited for that. As much as I love sitting here by myself and talking, I just really want to hear from other people. And I have some great things planned. So I can't wait to see you. And until then, keep seeking Jesus in every conversation.